is a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. As days go by, it's the bigger love of the family.
You fragrant flowers and mouth-watering candy. Don't thank me now. Wait till we get in my car.
Steve, we don't have a date tonight.
Oh, all right. I was bluffing. I was hoping you'd think you forgot.
Steve, I think I'd remember going insane. Now, I'm going to the movies with Maxine. And if you follow me in that little toy you call a car, I'll stomp on it like it's a paper cup.
Oh, mama. I bet you can do it too, baby. Hey, my best bud, Edo. Well, it's Saturday night. Let's wail. Let's boogie. Let's get down with our dancing.
No can do, Steve. I'm going out with Onisha tonight.
Again?
Steve, she is the girl I've waited my whole life to find.
Oh, that's how it is with me and Laura.
Yeah, except Onisha is willing to be seen with me in public.
Neck picker.
Hi, Onisha.
Hi, Eddie.
For you.
Eddie, you're so thoughtful.
Oh, baby.
What? Hi, Annie. Oh, Nisha.
Steve, we're kind of busy right now.
Well, this is urgent. I have info you need to know. Pronto.
What is it?
Well, I can't say it in front of her.
Hey, you can say anything you have to say in front of Onisha.
Okay. Last night, Waldo and I went to Paul's Pizza and Pudding Parlor, and we saw Onisha and Joey Newman making out in the parking lot. Whoa, whoa!
That's a lie, right?
No, it's the truth.
Ow, I'm seeing dots.
Onisha, how could you kiss me tonight after you kissed some other guy last night?
It wasn't easy. It made me feel kind of false.
Man, I don't believe this. I loved you with all my heart and soul.
And you're a nice person, too.
Onisha, you cheated on me. We're through. I don't ever want to see you again.
Okay.
You know, I didn't know you played college football.
Oh, that was a long time ago. They used to call me Swivel Hips.
Some of us still do.
Mother Winslow, why don't we go in the kitchen and make some coffee?
Good idea. I'll only be a moment, sugar.
Okay.
So? Nice restaurant.
Yep. Great food.
Yep.
How about that salad bar?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Carl? You've been giving me the cold shoulder all night.
Well, since you brought it up, you know, I'm a little upset. You had your arm around my mother all night long.
I was merely showing affection.
Affection? I saw you two over by the salad bar. You steamed up the sneeze guard.
It was just a little kiss.
You bent her backwards into the food. We'll be picking bacon bits out of her hair for weeks.
Carl, your mother and I share a strong passion for each other. I'm sorry if that upsets you.
All righty. Coffee will be ready in a minute.
Who wants dessert, Fletcher?
In a minute, darling. Right now, I have an early birthday present for you.
Oh. How romantic.
Can it, Harriet?
Estelle, on our very first date, you said there was something you always wanted to do, but never got around to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I are going to do it together.
Oh, you mean?
Yep. We going whitewater rafting down the Colorado River.
Oh, oh, what a great present.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. This is a one-day trip, isn't it?
No, this is a seven-day trip.
He's gonna be shacking up with my mom. Oh, Carl, look, a postcard from your mother.
Oh, what? You mean she stopped playing kissy face long enough to write?
Carl, could I offer you some constructive criticism?
Sure.
You're a jackass.
Oh, well, now that's constructive.
Your mother's in love. Fletcher makes her happy. But are you happy for her? No. You complain, you criticize, and you poke fun. You're hurting her, Carl.
Hey, you don't think I'm hurting? I mean, every time I see my mother with that Fletcher, it reminds me of how painful it was when I lost my dad.
Carl. Honey, I understand that. But your mother's made a choice. She wants your approval. And if you don't give it to her, you may lose her, too.
Braided chains are left. The perfect gift for the lady you love.
Heidi, how, Count Spud?
Hi, Steve. Hey, Waldo.
What's up? Put on your glad rags and throw on some fine vines. We're going to a party.
Thanks, Steve, but I'm not in the mood.
Hey, this is no ordinary party. This is industrial strength. Screaming stereo, flashing light, girls in tight dresses, hubba hubba mega fun.
Yeah, thanks, but I'll pass.
It's a housewarming party for Conway Arbuckle. He's moved into an apartment downtown.
No thanks, guys.
Gosh darn it, Mr. Sad Sack. Stop being such a gloomy gus.
You're pathetic.
Well, guys, it's just that I miss Onisha so much.
Oh, come on, pal. No girl is worth all this suffering.
Eddie, you're coming with us or else.
Or else what? You gonna drag me to the party?
Nope. We're too clever to use violence.
If you don't come to this party, we're going to sit here with you all night long. A macadamia nut, Waldo.
Oh, the Hawaiian treat. Oh. Thank you ever so much.
Let's go.
Oh, man!
here.
I guess you're right.
I'll go change my clothes. I just wanted to get some fresh air.
But the Cooper twins are gonna show everybody where they're different.
You guys go ahead. It's impossible for me to have fun without Onisha. I miss her too much.
Anno, you look sadder than my parents on the day I was born.
Yeah, snap out of it, man. Why don't you do what we fathers do when we get depressed?
What's that?
We do the hokey pokey. You put your right hand in, you put your right hand up, you put your right hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
That's supposed to cheer me up?
Hey, I'm smiling.
Guys, listen. I never loved a girl the way I loved Onisha. My heart is broken. I feel so bad I can barely think of a reason to go on at all. And very slowly, let's inch our way back up to the window, okay?
No problem, Bob.
Okay.
I take it back. We got a big problem, Bob.
Fair warning, I may bark.
Look, don't panic, Steve. Let's just climb to the top, okay?
Well, I'm gonna climb up to the other end.
Steve, when I yell go, you hop into the window.
All right.
And Waldo?
What's up?
You go to the other end and act as a counterweight.
Cool.
Okay, Steve, go! Okay, Waldo, what's up? When I give you the word, I want you to move as fast as you can and get into the window. Go!
Is that the word?
Yes!
The word's yes?
Run!
Well, I'm not waiting for you to decide which word to use. I'm going.
Annie?
Yeah?
The next time you get depressed, could you do it in our basement?
You know something, guys? A few minutes ago, I was out on that fire escape feeling like my life was over. I felt dead inside. I mean, I thought losing Onisha was the worst thing that could have happened to me. But when the fire escape gave way, I realized that falling 15 stories was a lot worse. I wanted to live.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Onisha. Hi, Joey.
Joey's upset. A big metal ladder landed on his new car.
Yes!
Well, I think the Colorado River got smaller today.
It did?
Yep. I swallowed half of it.
Oh, Fletcher. This trip is the nicest present anyone has ever given to me.
I thought you might like it.
Well, it's back to the real world tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, Estelle, when I think back at the best moments of my life for the past few years, they're always with you.
Honey? I feel the same way.
That's why I want to make sure wonderful moments like this never end. Bear with me now.
Uh-huh. What you up to?
Estelle,
mm-hmm.
I love you more than words can say. You can make me the happiest man in the world if you would consent to be my bride. Estelle, will you marry me?
Oh, Fletcher. Yes, I'll marry you, honey.
That way we can visit them as often as we like.
How do you think of everything?
Not quite. I have no idea how I'm gonna get back up.
So sorry we're late.
That airline almost lost my inflatable raft.
Fletcher, I'm glad you're back. I've got something to say to you.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I realize I haven't been very nice to you lately. Actually, I've never been nice to you. But while you were gone, I've done some thinking, and I realized that you're very special to my mother. And if you're special to her, then you should be special to me. Friends?
Friends.
Oh, I'm so glad you two are getting along.
So am I.
Because Fletcher and I are getting married.
Oh, Mother Winslow! Oh, come...
What?
Look out for me!
Did I do that? Honey, what a great meal. I am crazy about meatball night.
Well, I'm bushed. I just want to plop down in front of the tube and veg out.
Me too.
Me three.
Me four.
And me five. You know, PBS has a scintillating documentary on how human health can be enhanced by mucus.
Let's go out.
Where?
Anywhere.
Hold the side of the car.
Come on, we don't want to be late.
Who? I wonder how they got the camera in there.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.